Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and territorial lands of the Musqueam people. Hey everybody, it's Kyla back with another episode of The Charts this week. We're broadcasting from CITR 101.9. Hope you guys all have had a great couple weeks. I haven't been here in a while. because my parents were here last week, but Icia filled in and I heard it was wonderful, so that's good. Aika will be joining us in a couple minutes, but to quote directly, she was having trouble speed walking because of the snow. As you guys probably know, the snow has been pretty heavy, but hope you're all staying safe and staying warm. We're just going to kick it off right now. We're just going to be counting down the charts like usual. So we're going to start off with Thus Owls, coming in at 27 with their album The Mountain We Live Upon and their song Ashore. Hope you guys enjoy.
Leave us in pain. Take it away. you mark what you feed on. Take the wings of the morning and fly. Every leaf I'm a tiny bell broken and drowning up in the sky. Lately I seem to roll on these boulevards, sinking into the night. Rolling all through the iron and ivy till time. The bounty lay at our feet. Everly dreamed the mango in summer and the nightingale down in the deep. Some minds bleeding to fall lines and sting, straighten up.
Visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR
CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR, Voices of UBC.
All right, and we are back. So those were just a couple of the songs hitting the charts this week. The last one you just heard was Everly by Kaya Cater off her album Grenades, coming in at 23. Before that is a super cute little French song called La Neige by Sophia Nolan off her album Dans le Noir, coming in at 25. And like I mentioned, the first song we heard was Ashor, coming in at 27 off the album The Mountain We Live Upon by Thus Owls. What did you think, Aiko, who has made it through the snow?
I liked him. I liked the French one.
Yeah, I thought it was fitting, considering it snowed.
It did snow.
A lot.
A lot. And it's actually staying, which is...
I know. There's a snowball fight tomorrow. Are you going to go?
What time?
I think the I saw it on Facebook. This is free promo. the calendar is having like a snowball fight on Main Mall from like 12 to 12:30 tomorrow.
That seems forced.
Well, I mean, it's not often that it snows this much. Like, it's not much to me because, like, I'm from Calgary, but, like, it's a big deal here.
That's true. Yeah.
But
it's not, like, great for snowball fights. A lot of it's gross.
Yeah,
slush,
no.
And organized snowball fights, I feel like, just take the fun out of snowball fights.
they have to be impromptu snowball fights.
Do they have, like, refs? Are they going to have, like, people in purple t-shirts?
like, running up and down Main Mall, be like, you are out! Yeah. Get back, like, dodgeball, but with snowballs?
That sounds terrible.
Well, it's supposed to snow again today, so maybe they'll...
It is snowing.
They'll cancel...
Well, outside it was snowing.
They'll cancel school, and then the snowball fight will be postponed.
Please pray to God that that happens.
But... Do you have any news stories for us this week?
I do. I've got one news story that's local interest.
Local interest.
One that's international. The international one is that Michael Cohen has postponed his congressional hearing for the third time. So that dude's definitely going to jail.
I can't wait.
Eventually. Hopefully.
It's about time, I think.
Well, you know.
It's time for him. Time for him to go.
I don't know. Trump's definitely, like, been blackmailing his family or something.
Wait, blackmailing Michael Cohen's family?
Yeah, that was a thing with his, like, father-in-law. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because Michael Cohen, like, switched sides like that. He was like, Trump is the best. And then they were like, you sure? And he was like, sorry.
Yeah, because they had all sorts of, like, actual evidence. And he's like, oh, right. That, yeah,
he was
that
like,
is.
Oh, I forgot that that was a thing.
Forgot that we wrote that down.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, crazy. And then local news. On Saturday night, as I was coming home from work around 9:30, I spotted two blokes standing by the water fountain. One of them was attempting to stand on the ice, and he promptly fell through. It was very funny. Highlight of my weekend.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people have probably fallen into that fountain.
Yeah, but it was like 9:30 at night, and this dude had to go home. Frozen.
Drunk people swim in the fountain.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't imagine the water is clean.
Like, also, it's a foot deep.
Well, like, drunk people, you know, they figure it out. But
somehow someone's going to drown in there one day. It's going to be bad.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Yeah. Like, those... I feel like we shouldn't trash the school. Like, the steps outside IKB, like, by the clock tower, a bunch of them are really loose. Someone's gonna fall one day. You should fix them, Santa, if you're listening. I'm just trying to save you guys.
Just write Santa a wish list.
My friend texted.
Dear Santa.
No, my friend DM'd Santa yesterday and told him to cancel school.
Did he reply?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Sliding into Santa's DMs.
Santa, if you're listening, we appreciate everything you do. How's your midterm season going?
Well, I already have an essay that's late, so...
Well,
does that...
Yeah, I think that, yeah.
Does that cover it? How about you? How's yours?
It's good. I have two. One on Valentine's Day and one on Friday. And I kind of want to die. But
yeah.
Then reading week.
So good. Yeah.
I'm excited. Are you doing anything?
I think my aunt and uncle are going to be here.
Oh, cute.
I'm going to join them in Whistler.
Maybe. Oh, my gosh. Fun.
Yeah. All the way from Australia.
All the Australia. Those are like the most Australian names I've ever heard. Well, we'll keep it going with the music. We're going to have Dumb, which is the band name, with their album Seen Green and the song Mint, which I think is funny because that album's name is Seen Green.
Well,
and
did they name all of the songs of their album after green colors? We have to look that up.
We'll look it up and we will let you know. They're coming in at number 20 this week, and I hope you enjoy.
Cracked necks by saddle limbs that don't songs you see on TV. Well, ain't nothing in comparison to me. I move about thinking I'm so sad. You're the best friend I ever had. I sit in silence. I sit in silence so long. I sit in silence. I sit in silence till the end of the song. I got a two-way ticket to Shitsville. Yeah, I saw it on TV, I'm afraid it's true. And everybody knows that it's foreign news. I'm perpetually, perpetually blue. I sit in silence. I sit in silence so long. I sit in silence. I sit in silence till the end of the song. And she said something in the late afternoon, but I've got it. Something about our couch having been sold. And everybody knows that I ain't nothing without you. I don't think you need to be told. I sit in silence. I sit in silence so long. I sit in silence. I sit in silence to the end. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is 120 BPM charts. I don't know. I think I need an actual name. Does that sound mean? Not that 120 BPM is not a good name, but I think I should.
Like 120 beats per minute, like a
yeah,
heart
that's
rate?
Like that's what it's called. It's like for new people to try out the radio. That's what.
That's
it's
a really high heart rate.
It's like a tempo thing.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. I was like,
you're like, what? Are you okay?
If you're like 120 BPM, you're fucking dying.
What you just heard was Swim Team off their new album V, the song Brick, coming in at 13. Before that was Laverne, we played on the show a couple weeks ago, off their album Yarrow, and the song Blue, coming in at 15. Some Kind of Hate by Mad Caddies off their album Punk Rock Steady, which I think is a wonderful name, at 17. And before that, Dumb Seeing Green with their song Mint at 20. Unfortunately, the rest of the songs on that album are not named after shades of green, so a missed opportunity, but good nonetheless.
No wonder they're named Dumb.
I don't even know how to counter that. Yeah. You're right.
I know I'm right. How are they playing Radio City Music Hall?
Yeah, they're April 20th, so if you're going to be in New York, actually, April 20th, good, so. Radio City Music Hall, check them out. Speaking of concerts, what a good segue. I've got a list of concerts this week.
There we go.
So, Monday, tonight, if you are feeling some jams, hit up Fortune, and they have Bilal playing. That was the only thing happening today, but perhaps you could find more. Tuesday, there's Ella May and Kiana Letty at the Commodore, and Dan Magan at the Vogue. Wednesday, nothing big. That sounds so mean. There's not a lot, is what I meant. Aurora is playing at the Commodore. On Thursday, Valentine's Day, many concerts. If you're feeling romantic and you have a lot of money, JT, the one and only Justin Timberlake, is playing Rogers Arena. He's he's playing Friday too, so you could get a double. He's here. He's around. He's out and about. So
find him.
You can find him. I saw an article that said him and Jessica Biel were spotted having lunch or something. So go be creepy. Offend them.
They're just like us.
They
eat lunch. Just like us.
On Thursday, there's also Jermaine Elliott at Studio. This is my favorite band named ever. Color Tongues and the Noodle Boys at Anza Club.
That's quality. You know what is a band name I came up with when I was a kid that I think is great?
Okay, yeah.
Is, like, I'll just use your name.
Okay.
Kyla and the Organelles. All girl band. Organelles
with an organ,
you know, like the
cell structure, like the cell, but like you should have an organ.
Oh,
like
right.
Someone who plays.
I thought
organ.
You meant like a physical body part.
No.
It's like that's weird.
You could wear like really fun costumes.
Yeah,
like
you could dress up as kidneys or something.
You know those stuffed animals that were super popular? I don't know if you know. Like they were huge at my school when we were like in grade 7, and they were. Like diseases and stuff, you know,
cells.
And like organs and stuff like that. You could like make costumes out of that, like take the design. I see it. We should implement it.
Yeah.
And then we can play a double feature with Color Tongues and the Noodle Boys.
Yes.
At Anza Club, so good. Hit them up. And then also at Fortune on Thursday, Pender Street Steppers are playing, and I think that's a great name too. Thursday's got it. Friday.
Oh, are they, like, actual stepping?
No,
like,
I think it's just the band, but I'm assuming it's jazzy. To me, that's, like a jazzy band name, maybe. Friday, Justin Timberlake once again playing Rogers Arena. Griffin at the Commodore Ballroom and Guster at the Imperial. Saturday, Benny Benassi is playing at Celebrities. At the Commodore on Saturday, they're having a Bowie celebration.
Ooh.
So you'll want to go celebrate some David Bowie. That's the place to be. And
the anniversary of his death.
Oh, I guess so. It's around here, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought he died in like January.
January, yeah, no, you're right.
Then at the Biltmore, there's going to be Vamachara. Sunday, Little Mosey is playing at Venue, and Ill Intent is playing at the Biltmore. coming up, we've got a couple good songs, but most importantly, we have Sarah McDougal back on the charts.
Our fave.
Who we went and saw 2 weeks ago?
Two weeks ago. We saw on Friday, a week
ago. Yeah, so it's been a week and a bit. We saw her with the Rogue Folk Club.
Mm-hmm.
She was the sweetest and cutest lady. And
she's got some wicked tattoos.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. And she was wearing this shirt. Wasn't it like sad?
Yeah, it just said sad songs.
Sad songs. And I just, and her band was really great too.
Yeah, the clarinetist.
He played clarinet
and saxophone.
And saxophone.
It was awesome.
She had like a huge brass section of her band, which was so cool.
Yeah.
It was really good. So if you ever get a chance to hear her.
She's great live.
She's great live. She's super sweet. She talks to everyone. Her opening act, Ivan Coyote, he's like a stand-up comedian. Hilarious.
Very
so
funny.
10 out of 10. Would recommend to see her. But before Sarah McDougal, we have Wild/Kind with their album West Ends and the song Paper Cut. So I hope you guys enjoy that.
People sit by themselves Sleep, little queen. This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
All right, what you just heard was Comeback Kid by Sharon Van Etten off her album Remind Me Tomorrow, coming in at number 6 on the charts. Before that was Sleep Little Queen by Sarah McDougall off of her new album All the Hours I Have Left to Tell You Anything. And before that was Wild's Kind, the name is highly contested, off there between two people who had like a 35 second discussion about it, off their album West Ends, and the song Paper Cuts coming in at number 10. I really liked all those songs. I bet you're surprised considering I picked and curate the charts, so
shocked
that I play the songs
that you like,
that I like. Guess your mic wasn't on.
Oops. Oh.
Well,
shocked that you liked them.
Yeah, I like them. Basically, that's kind of it. We've got two more songs, but we'll say our goodbyes now. I'm not going to be here next week because I'm going to Montreal. Aiko, are you going to be here and just do the show by yourself?
We'll see. Who is someone filling in for you?
Or? No, it's just
not going to be on.
It's just not going to be on.
Well, definitely not me because I don't know how to do anything.
Reading week break, but I will be back after that providing you more wonderful songs. Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks, Aiko, for coming like you do every week. Basically part of my show now.
In my PJs.
You know what? It's a PJs kind of day.
It is.
Yeah, but I'm going to be playing our top two songs off the charts this week. So at number 2, we have Divorcer and their album Debt Jubilee with the song Newborn. And number 1 is Be Afraid with their album One More Year and the song Peer. So I hope you guys really enjoy, and I will see you in a couple weeks.